week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, good Sunday morning to you. Merry, Merry Christmas to you and a happy and prosperous New Year. We're so glad that you're there and we're able to come in your homes by the means of radio to tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. This is Christmas time, and the spirit of love is all in the air, and people are speaking today who never spoke before to each other. We're thankful for the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart, and I'm so glad for you. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast today. So let's get right into our broadcast and do this song for you right here. And this one said, "Ride Out Your Storm."
Nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm.
Never leave you, never forsake you, though I'll be with you all the way, even unto the end. So I'm glad today to report to you victory in Jesus. I'm so glad that he saved me one day and put me on the highway called the Highway of Holiness And thank God he's been for me, and who in this world can be against me if he be for me? I've had a lot of storms in my life. I've seen a lot of bad times. I've had a lot of good times. But thank God he was with me in the midst of my storm. So I'm glad for you. I want to send a service out today, especially to Dana Olson and Daryl Olson. I appreciate the offering that Daryl and Dana sent for the with the Christmas offering. They've been so good. And I want to say to the internet people, Merry Christmas to you, and a happy and a prosperous new year. And you can pull us up on any internet, stbi.org, and pull up the broadcast. You'll get some songs, sermons, and anything we do on the broadcast here is always recorded on the internet. So Dana, I appreciate you. And I appreciate all that you and Daryl have done. I appreciate all my friends who have stayed with me throughout this year. And I hope you stay with me the rest of next year. So let's go right now and listen to this song.
I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry. You were bread for my hungry soul. I was thirsty, and you gave me living water. You were my shelter. I had no place to go.
while we have Christmas. We can't have Christmas without having a cross. And I'm thankful that Jesus Christ became the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, but he went to Calvary and died for your sin and died for my sin. Do you know that? Do you truly know that? Do you believe that? The Bible said that they cometh to God must believe that God is the rewarder to them and that will diligently seek him. And we diligently seek him today. And I'm so glad that you've helped me this year, and I'm hoping you'll help me next year. I hate to quit. I hate to quit this broadcast because it means so much to the people and means so much to the people on the internet. So I'm thankful for you, and I hope for next year you're going to have a great and prosperous new year.
Because of pain, there'll be no pain. Suffer pain no more. Shall we not, friends? I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins on that bright shore. The Lamb in glory land will walk. The blind up there will see. The death in glory talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine. So weep not, friend. I'm going home. Out there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
In Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 22, reading verse 1 through 4. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made with Cyrena, the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David. How did the first Christmas start? Well, December the 25th was celebrated as the birth of Jesus Christ in A.D. 353. But who would have ever dreamed that Christmas would become as it is today? When Professor Charles Fullan lit the first candle on the first Christmas tree in America in 1832, who would have ever thought that the decorations would become as elaborate as they are today? Well, it's been a long time since 1832, and longer still, the dark night brightens by the special star in which Jesus, the King, was born. Yet as we approach December the 25th again, he gives us yet another opportunity to pause in the midst of all the excitement, all the elaborate decorations, all the expenses, all the commercializing and surrounding Christmas today, to consider again the event and the reason for the season.
Well, as I read the scripture today in St. John's Gospel, I believe that we see the incarnated God. We see Christ, the incarnated flesh. The Bible said, the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. We must believe in the incarnation of the Word of God. All of the prophets have spoke about the coming of Christ. This is no new matter. I don't understand sometimes why that they did not believe when Christ came on the scene. Because he fulfilled everything that the prophets had spoke of him. He would become every word that was spoken of God. He had come down through the eons of time. He began with God. The Bible said in verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we find that Jesus Christ was from the beginning with the Father. Remember the Bible said in Genesis, let us make man. And then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, and everything became as it was. In verse 4 you find the Bible said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. In verse 5 the Bible said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. The Word became the manifestation of God. Everything that God had spoke about the Son had came to pass in this Son, the child that was born in Bethlehem of Judea on this first Christmas season. You see, this man was sent from God. The Bible said in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. In verse 8, and he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You remember when the angel came to Mary, said, behold, Mary, you have been favored of God, for that which is within you is conceived by the Holy Ghost, and he shall save his people from their sin. And we see the written word that was written in the fulfillment of the prophecy by the Word of God. The Word did become the true light. Jesus became the light of the world in verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Jesus came to his own. He came as a fulfillment of the prophecy. Now, the prophets were not ignorant to the fact that Jesus must come. Isaiah said, for behold, a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. Isaiah also spoke that he would be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. But maybe the prophets, even though they knew that he was coming as the Messiah, the Redeemer of mankind, the only one who could save them from their sins, maybe it was because the way that he came. They did not expect him to come as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They expected him to come with all of his royalty. They expected him to come as a king, to step from eternity into this world and with all of his deity and all his power and all of his authority. But Jesus came as a small child. The Bible said he came to feel our infirmities, to feel our pain, to live and know exactly the way that we lived and the way that we felt in this world. Notice, the world rejoiced and accepted. In verse 11, he came unto his own. His own received him not. But in verse 12, but as many as did receive him, to them he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his holy name. So we must be very cautious. We cannot say that all the world was not excited when Jesus came, because the world was excited. When Mary brought forth her firstborn, laid him in swaddling clothes in the manger, the angelical beings began to sing glory to God in the highest. The shepherds, they heard the story. They came to the city seeking the Christ. We have the wise men who came also seeking for this one who was born in Bethlehem of Judea, who would be the Messiah or the Savior of the world. And John said in verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of men, nor the will of flesh, but was born of God. The incarnated Christ became my flesh. He became bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Because, you see, the world and the Word rejoiced and accepted Christ. The Word was all of God wrapped up in a small baby lying in a manger. The Word was manifested in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So we see the Word has been manifested. Jesus Christ was all of the law. He was all the words from the prophets. He was the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and yet the world rejected Him. But to as many as did receive Him, He gave them power to become the sons of God. We are only sons. Jesus Christ was the beloved of the Father. John said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life." You see, that's what Christmas is all about. Life has been given. The light of the world is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Now you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses savor, it's only fit to be trodden among men." On this year, on this day of miracles, on this day when Christ was born from a virgin's womb, stepped out from a virgin's womb and became the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the world did rejoice. Many were happy. Many were sad because they could not see the real meaning of Christmas. And you know, this Christmas season, Christmas cannot have joy if we cannot see the Christ, if we cannot see the Redeemer of mankind, the incarnated God wrapped in flesh walking among men. He walked as you walked and walked as I walked. He walked the dusty shores of Galilee. He walked by the seashore. He preached from the ships of Peter's ship as He preached to the men, and they heard the words of God, and they were blessed. Also, He healed the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. He caused the dumb to speak. He became everything.
As I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me a lover and a family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. Much money, but Lord, I have you, and to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good day. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me a loved one and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. You gave me a loved one and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Lord, the many blessings He bestowed upon you this year, I'll tell you, He has blessed us so much, and His love is shed abroad in our heart, and we've been blessed, most blessed. Father, we thank you in this Christmas season, not only this Christmas season, but every day is Christmas, Lord. You sent your Son into the world, hung up on a cross, and died the death that I should have died, paid the debt that I owed. But He was willing to give His life that I might have life
and have it more abundantly. Now, you sent him, you wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. But he came the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He came the King of Kings to save me from my sin. And I thank you for that. I thank you for all my friends who have helped me on this radio ministry. And I thank you for them. I hope you're a special blessing this year and a future blessing next year. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you stay with me next year now. I'll be back next Sunday for the New Year's message, and then we'll start a brand new year. So let's go right now and listen to this song.
Down to the field, Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand, I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. How sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand, we must go on. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on. Just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there.
Reverend Tom House, 2642 Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. Goodbye, be good. Until next Sunday, amen, amen.
At supper time, it's being now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there.